Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in. Whether you're revising at your desk, on the bus, or lying on your bedroom floor surrounded by flashcards, this episode is for you. Today, we're diving into topic 2.5, making human resource decisions. This is one of those topics that examiners absolutely love because it connects directly to how real businesses operate every single day. We're talking about how businesses recruit the right people, train them, motivate them, and organize them effectively. Get this topic right, and you're looking at some seriously juicy marks. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Human resource management, or HRM, is all about managing people within a business. The HR function is responsible for making sure the right people are in the right roles, doing the right things at the right time. Sounds simple, but there's a lot that goes into it. First up, recruitment and selection. When a business needs to fill a vacancy, it goes through a structured process. It starts by identifying that a vacancy exists, maybe someone has left, or the business is growing and needs more staff. Then the business writes a job description, which sets out the duties and responsibilities of the role. Alongside that, they write a person specification. This describes the skills, qualifications, and experience the ideal candidate should have. These two documents are really important for exam questions, so make sure you know the difference. Job description is about the job, person specification is about the person. Next, the business advertises the post. This can be done internally, meaning they advertise to existing employees, or externally through job boards, recruitment agencies, or social media. Internal recruitment is cheaper and faster, but it limits the pool of candidates. External recruitment brings in fresh talent and new ideas, but it costs more and takes longer. Examiners love asking you to evaluate these trade-offs, so always think about the context of the business. After advertising, the business shortlists applicants, filtering out those who don't meet the person's specification, and then invites the best candidates for interview. Finally, the successful candidate is appointed and goes through induction, which is a structured introduction to the business, its policies, and their new role. Now let's talk about training. Once someone is hired, the business needs to develop their skills. There are two main types of training you need to know. On-the-job training means the employee learns while they're working, often shadowing a colleague or being coached by a manager. It's cost-effective and relevant to the specific role. Off-the-job training means the employee goes somewhere else to learn, a training center, college, or online course. It's more expensive, but it can develop a wider range of skills and bring in specialist knowledge. There's also the concept of induction training, which is specifically for new starters. It covers things like health and safety, company policies, and an introduction to the team. A good induction reduces mistakes, helps new employees settle in faster, and reduces staff turnover. Now here's a topic that examiners adore. Motivation. Why do employees work hard? What keeps them engaged and productive? Two key theorists you need to know are Abraham Maslow and Frederick Hertzberg. Maslow proposed a hierarchy of needs, a pyramid with five levels. At the base are physiological needs, food, water, shelter. In a work context, this means a fair wage. Above that is safety, job security, and safe working conditions. Then social needs, feeling part of a team. Then esteem, recognition, and status. And at the very top, self-actualization, reaching your full potential through challenging, meaningful work. The key idea is that lower-level needs must be met before higher-level needs can motivate someone. Hertzberg's two-factor theory takes a different angle. He identified two categories, hygiene factors and motivators. Hygiene factors like pay, working conditions, and job security don't actually motivate employees, but if they're absent or poor, they cause dissatisfaction. Motivators, like achievement, recognition, and responsibility, are what actually drive people to work harder. The practical implication for businesses is fix the hygiene factors first, then focus on motivators. In terms of financial motivation methods, businesses use things like wages and salaries, bonuses, commission, and profit sharing. Non-financial methods include job enrichment, giving employees more interesting and challenging tasks, job rotation, flexible working, and recognition schemes. Finally, let's look at organizational structures. How a business organizes its workforce affects communication, decision-making, and efficiency. A hierarchical structure has many levels of management. It's traditional, clear in terms of authority, but can be slow to communicate. A flat structure has fewer levels. Communication is faster, and employees often feel more empowered, but managers have a wider span of control. The span of control refers to the number of people a manager directly supervises. A wide span means more people reporting to one manager. A narrow span means fewer. Businesses also make decisions about centralization versus decentralization. In a centralized structure, key decisions are made at the top. In a decentralized structure, decision-making is pushed down to lower levels or individual branches. Each has advantages depending on the size and nature of the business. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, always apply your answer to the specific business in the question. If the question is about a small family-run bakery, don't give a generic answer about a multinational corporation. Examiners award marks for application, so use the business context throughout. Tip number two, when you're asked to evaluate or justify a decision, you must weigh up the advantages and the disadvantages, and then reach a clear conclusion. Don't sit on the fence, make a judgment and support it with reasoning. Tip number three, know your command words. State just needs a one-word or one-line answer. Explain needs a reason. Analyze needs you to explore the impact in depth. Evaluate or justify needs a balanced argument with a conclusion. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one I see is candidates confusing job description and person specification. Remember, job description is about the role, person specification is about the ideal candidate. Another classic mistake is describing Maslow's pyramid without explaining how it applies to a business. Always link theory to practice. And please, please, don't just list Hertzberg's hygiene factors and motivators without explaining what they mean for how a business should manage its staff. One more. When discussing internal versus external recruitment, candidates often forget to consider the cost implications. Internal recruitment saves money on advertising and reduces induction time. External recruitment costs more but may bring in better qualified candidates. Always consider the financial context of the business. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. See how many you get right? Question one, what is the difference between a job description and a person specification? A job description outlines the duties of the role. A person specification outlines the skills and qualities needed by the candidate. Question two, name two advantages of on-the-job training. It's cost-effective, and it's directly relevant to the employee's specific role. Question three, according to Hertzberg, what are hygiene factors? Factors that prevent dissatisfaction but do not actively motivate, such as pay, working conditions, and job security. Question four, what is a flat organizational structure? A structure with few levels of hierarchy, resulting in a wider span of control and faster communication. Question five, what does decentralization mean? Decision-making authority is delegated to lower levels of the organization rather than being concentrated at the top. Brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a super quick recap. Topic 2.5 covers four main areas: recruitment and selection, the process of finding and appointing the right people, training, on-the-job and off-the-job development, motivation, using Maslow's hierarchy and Hertzberg's two-factor theory to understand what drives employees, and organizational structure, how businesses arrange their workforce for efficiency and communication. The golden rule for this topic: always connect your answer to the specific business context in the question. Examiners want to see that you can apply business theory to real situations, not just recite definitions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a result of the work you're putting in right now. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.